This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Yesterday, we brought you the story of a woman who's able to remember news events and personal experiences of nearly every day of her life over the past 25 years. She's come to the attention of researchers 6 years ago, and after extensive testing, they described her remarkable memory in the scientific journal NeuroCase. Today, she talks publicly for the first time about her unique memory. Reporter Michelle Trudeau met with her.
She's called simply AJ. That's the acronym that researchers use to protect her privacy. She's 40 years old now, but recalls clearly that at age 12, she first realized she'd been, as she puts it, hoarding things in her brain for the past year.
I was sitting with my mom studying for finals, which I didn't want to be doing. So I started thinking back to the year before, and we had gone to like the beach. We had done some sixth grade trips. So I started thinking about that. And then I realized, like, oh my God, I could remember a year ago today, like exact dates. It kind of startled me for a moment.
She says she didn't tell her parents or her friends about her unique memory, but she did start keeping a diary, a detailed daily record, volumes full.
I wrote books, books and books and books, because I wrote everything.
You don't write everything down and that commits it to your memory?
No, I have it in my memory first. And it swirls and swirls. And then when I write it down, it's a piece.
But despite having such a superb memory, it didn't help AJ at all in school.
School, studying about things. And I don't know. I just was really bored in school.
She says she always had trouble memorizing history dates, poetry, and other memorization tasks. But she vividly remembers all her classmates, the classrooms, her teachers, and the date, year, and day of the week that events occurred. I ask her how she does it.
I just feel everything very intensely. I mean, I could go outside and really just feel the day. And a Tuesday feels different than a Thursday. Like when I think of the spring of 81, you know, I could really physically feel it. I'm just there, like so intensely sometimes it really hurts.
AJ's memories cascade constantly, automatically, one memory tumbling over the next, even while carrying on a conversation. It's exhausting, she says.
It would be as if every day I walked around filming my life and then put a videotape on the shelf. So when you say to me March 1st, 1981, as if I would pull that day out and just put it in and watch it. It's like just a running movie. It never stops.
So I pick a date out of the blue.
What happened on April 13th, 1987?
Well, I can tell you that it was on a Monday. I had conjunctivitis, pink eye, and I was home for Passover.
Indeed, April 13th, 1987 was a Monday, the first day of Passover. AJ easily remembers thousands of details like this from her past, that she made cookies on April 15, 1990, that her father went to Baltimore on April 27, 1994, that she ate dinner at such and such a restaurant on Tuesday, July 1, 1986, that her house smelled like ham on April 12, 1998. And in AJ's memory, personal events like these are tightly linked with major news events.
The day that the first shuttle went up, well, I remember when it came in and I felt the sonic boom and I was sitting on the bed waiting for it. Like, it's like little things like that. And it was a Tuesday.
In spite of her extraordinary memory, AJ reports having had a fairly ordinary childhood, although her diary keeping was compulsive and consuming. She's always been close to her parents, she says, and her younger brother. They don't have, she adds, her kind of memory. She graduated from college and now works as a supervisor in a private corporation. She says she has good friends, got married a few years ago. AJ herself insists, with a chuckle, that she's normal. She has to make grocery lists, just like the rest of us. But AJ's memory of nearly every day of her life for the past 25 years is deep and detailed, and according to the researchers who have extensively studied her, AJ is unique in the scientific literature. Yes, there have been other cases of superior memory, but not like AJ's. She's the first person known to have such a rich autobiographical memory and who doesn't use mnemonic strategies, such as rhyming or imagery, to remember events. In fact, when tested, AJ has trouble with memorization tasks. I ask AJ if she considers her special memory a gift.
Well, if I'm able to cure a disease, it's a gift. But to remember, like, the end of every relationship or, you know, anything, it's hard. But it has formed who I am. because I remember everything.
But AJ adds that her exceptional memory can also be soothing.
I guess I wouldn't want to not be able to remember when I was a kid. It helps me through a lot of hard times. I don't know what other people rely on. I don't know. But that's what helps me to get through a lot of hard times is remembering the good times.
For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.